minus 10 to minus 25 degrees coming to a town near you.
Okay, excited.
More on that in a second. A weak and fast-moving storm dumped a couple of inches of snow across parts of Connecticut last night. Nothing here.
Nope.
Nothing as far as far north as Oxford. But tribe member David is telling me 5 inches in Bristol.
Oof.
Of snow?
That's what I was wondering. Because the way he wrote the email, when he said we, he wrote W-E-E.
Wee!
We.
5 inches. Wee!
We got 5 inches.
Mm, right.
Fun times. So. Well, he was sledding at the time that he sent that. So.
Mm. Okay, we'll go with
Wee!
That.
So can someone confirm that? 5 inches in Bristol? Sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of don't believe it. Not that I don't believe David, but his ruler might be broken.
Exactly.
A little bit.
We got to check David's weather stick. We're getting a call now. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's David the Trash Guy.
Are you the one who sent me the email?
About?
Snow.
Whee!
I live way up in the northwest corner of Litchfield. I got almost 10 inches of snow.
Are you kidding me?
No, wow. I spent an hour and a half shoveling from my garage to my truck just to get to work.
Damn. 10 inches.
Wow.
Yep, it's up to the bottom of my cap.
Man.
Hmm.
And it was still somewhat flurrying when I left.
Wow. I'm seeing images of Hartford right now, and there's a snowblower being used. So
I can actually, I'll send you pictures because my work didn't believe me either. So I took pictures on my cell phone. I can send you.
Wow, that's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, because you call, like, if you work on the shoreline and you're up north and you got snow and you call down to work, they're going to be like, get your ass in here.
Exactly. There's nothing
I
here.
I work in Hartford, and they're all like, there wasn't anything here. And I said, well, I got a foot of snow. I've been out here since 1 a.m. shoveling. It was like, I didn't leave my house until almost 3:30.
Damn.
2.5 hours. How long is your driveway?
Maybe 3 car lengths, front to back.
Decent size.
Seems like you're a slow worker.
But I didn't shovel the whole driveway. I only shoveled from the garage, 2 shovel widths wide down to my truck. And
why did it take 2.5? Why did it take 2.5 hours to do that?
It's heavy because it rained on top of the freaking snow.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
At 1:30, I'm not going to fire up the snowblower. My neighbors will kill me.
This is true. Mm. Yeah, you're being a good guy.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you for the report.
I'll email you the pictures.
All right. Thank you. Holy crap.
Man.
Wow, it's funny you wake up. Like, so I'm Oxford, right?
Yeah.
And normally we get snow in Oxford. It's north.
Yeah.
So not as much as upper. But
there's nothing.
So I thought, okay, we're fine. Yeah, it's just a little slick.
Mm. Right. Our parking lot, however, is like really slick.
Slick. Oh, I almost wiped out getting out of my car in the parking lot.
It's like getting into a skating rink. Like,
yeah.
Put some salt down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear that sound, the Flintstones feet. Woo, 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 woo.
Exactly, yeah.
Whee.
It's one of the, and then you get your feet and you just have your arms out and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're ready.
Yep. Yeah.
Greg and Wilkett. I'm sorry. This is Dean in Terryville.
Hey, guys. Good morning. We got about eight inches.
Where Jesus. Are you? Wilkett?
Terryville.
No, he's Terryville.
Wow.
Eight. All right.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Greg and Wilkett.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I can verify that 5 inches. I live in Wilkett right on the Bristol line at the tip top of the mountain. We got all of that.
That's pretty incredible.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, there's never been, I can't remember such a disparaging difference.
Yeah.
Right? So nothing here.
Nothing.
And full-blown storm a few miles away.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, they predicted it.
Took a hard left.
They said exact, Channel 3 said this would happen. But, you know, I didn't think it would.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, the person said something, I was going to believe it.
Yeah. No, but really, when I woke up and I saw there was no snow, I'm like, oh, all right. So, all right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. So we must have a lot of closings and delays.
We have a lot of delays. I haven't seen any closings yet.
Yeah, we have ice along the shore.
Yep.
Southington was gross because we had rain, then ice, then the snow came. So it was just a nightmare.
Mm. Like an ice sandwich.
Wintry mix.
Because, you know, if you ever go on a pond and there's a little coating of snow on the ice, you go faster.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not saying on skates, but I'm saying like when you run with your shoes and then stop and lock them up.
Right, and just slide. Nice.
Whee!
That was that guy before the 5 inches.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. What the email was.
Yeah, right.
Joe from Woolcott, you're saying 5 inches?
Yeah, we got 5 inches up in Woolcott. Actually, we might even got more. The rain washed some of it away because last night at about midnight, I went outside to grab something in my truck, and it was like maybe 6 or 7, and this morning it was probably like 5.
Huh.
It's crazy. And I'm actually on my way to Bristol right now, so I'll find out what Bristol's got.
Mm-hmm. Get ready.
As soon as you get down the hill in Waterbury, there's nothing.
Right.
Yeah, so very weird.
4 minutes down the road.
Yeah, very weird. So be prepared to deal with different things if you're driving around the state today.
Yeah. We got a Facebook
message.
That's
what I do for work. It's great.
All right. Thank you, brother.
It is 5 in Bristol from Monique. So
ask Monique if she went out there with a ruler.
Okay.
Seriously. Monique.
Right.
We want to know. Like, you can't just say it's 5.
Yeah,
you
got to be accurate.
Let me look outside.
Right. How'd you measure it?
No. Did you go out there? We need official weather spotters.
Right. These heels are 5 inches.
I want to know the method. Yeah. She put her heels on, went out. Like, okay, 5 inches.
Then she fell on her ass. What a snow angel.
That's fine.
Woo!
That would work. That would count.
Exactly.
Yep.
Strippers, where are you?
All right, and it's going to get weirder. An Arctic cold front arrives this afternoon. With it comes the potential for snow showers or squalls. The squalls could lead to an interesting drive home. Could put down a quick coating to an inch of snow for some parts of the state. The squalls could also produce whiteout conditions. The winds could gust to 50 miles an hour.
Bizarre.
So that'll be very interesting.
Yeah, very Arctic.
But here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
Tomorrow morning, temperatures will range from 5 below to 5 degrees. And with the wind chill, the range will be minus 10 to minus 25.
Oh, jeez.
Check your batteries.
So make sure your pet is inside tonight.
Mm.
And always.
Yeah. Always. The cow, too, David.
What do you mean, always? Like 80-degree day in the summer?
Well, you don't want it getting too hot, either.
You have AC,
You don't want the dog outside all day.
Exactly.
All right, how about a 72-degree day?
Perfect day, but you don't want him out too long because then he's going to miss you.
If it's a cow, be pasteurized.
You may want some water.
All right, so always have your dog inside the house.
Exactly, yes. And the cat, too.
Yeah.
Did we get confirmation from Monique?
Let me see. I turned off Facebook.
Minus 10 to minus 25 degrees. That's tomorrow.
Yep.
It's tomorrow morning.
That's brisk.
She said, I did not. I've been plowing all morning.
How did
she said,
know?
I've been plowing all morning.
Oh, she's tired by now.
But Crystal has
she can't guess from the truck. Was she in her truck?
Let me ask.
Oh, plowing with a truck.
Time to call.
Can we call him?
Oh, plowing with a truck. Oh, I think it's something totally different.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm...
maybe
he's
a stripper.
I'm communicating with Germany in World War II. Send. Crumb cakes. Wait, crumb cakes or is that help? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm a little fuzzy on my Morse code.
I like crumb cakes.
And Zach on Facebook said he got 4 inches in Ellington. Do you want me to ask the same question?
Yes.
Yeah. Is his girlfriend in Ellington?
Okay. Send.
Lightning fast communications here at the Chaz and AJ Weather Center.
Boy, is this AccuWeather or what?
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
All right, let's go into our Chaz and AJ Weather Center.
That sounds good today.
State-of-the-art equipment.
Tuned it up?
I have another one. Casey says...
Casey says, keep it coming on.
I don't know if it's Casey or boy or girl. I got to look at the profile pic.
Casey says that's where he likes it.
Casey, where are you? Casey. New Britain, half inch, weird. That's what he's... It looks like a...
Oh!
Monique's on the phone?
We're getting a live feed from Monique.
All right.
Monique in the plow.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. You're a plow girl?
Yes, I am.
I feel like that's pretty cool.
That's hot.
Yeah.
So how do you know it's 5 inches if you haven't been out to measure it?
I've been out in it all morning. I've been walking in it all morning.
You've been walking in it, but did you stick a ruler in it?
No, I don't have one handy.
Okay.
You just guesstimate.
You're guessing 5.
Bristol has 5. I'm in Farmington at the moment. Farmington, Plainville has about 3 inches.
Okay.
The weight of a plow will tell her.
But you know this how?
I'll take out a, hold on. Using my license as my measuring stick.
Oh, I love
that. Oh, okay.
Driver's license. How, right. Let's measure a driver's license.
Yeah.
You got a ruler in there, AJ?
No, I don't.
3 inches at least.
Okay.
3 inches? How much of the driver's license disappeared?
It's all very scientific.
And it is.
Miss.
It disappeared.
Oh, it's gone.
It disappeared.
Really?
Now you lost your license.
How deep into the snow has it gone under?
It went 3 inches.
Right.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it was a storm grade underneath it.
See, this is the kind, you know, I think television news needs to do this rather than the weather stick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next time I'll bring out a ruler.
I'm going to. No. You got to do the driver's license. You got to do other random stuff.
The stack heel. You got to do the heel.
Right.
The spike heel.
The spike heel. I'm wearing 5-inch heels now. And here we go.
Exactly.
You could see it comes right up to the heel of my foot.
Like Bambi, the local exotic dancer, can go out there and say, okay, I'm wearing 8-inch heels right now and there's no heel left.
That's a weather forecast I'd watch.
Damn straight.
Yeah, I can't do that one. Sorry, guys.
Monique, what do you do in the summer?
I work for a landscaping company.
That's cool.
Now look at you.
Wow. All right, thank you for the report.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
I have more confirmations that Casey Masterson is a guy, because I wasn't sure, and Zach in Ellington said he measured it.
Hold on.
This just
did. Do we have confirmation that Casey is a guy?
Yes. What about Zach?
Hold on, wait. We need to send...
How do we know for sure?
Casey needs to send Pam confirmation.
Casey, send me confirmation.
Yes, of your ruler.
That you're a guy.
Yeah, show your ruler.
We didn't even get to the polar vortex and what the hell that is.
Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do and then what we want you to do. So if you have any weird junk, call in and tell us. 1-877-764-2535. Do you hear those ads we've been running?
Yes.
For got junk?
Yep.
And it's a person knocks on the door. It's like, I changed my mind. My junk's too weird for you.
Right.
And then the guys are like, well, no, you know, everyone thinks their junk is weird, but we got weirder. We've seen it all.
I like the animatronic monkey.
Right.
I want that, actually.
There's a lot of weird stuff in the commercial.
Yeah. Right. The concrete coffin.
We brought Chris in. He's owner of the local franchise of Got Junk, and he has a list of things he's seen.
Oh, good morning.
We have lots and lots of stuff. I've been doing this for 15 years, so.
15.
Been to Pam's house yet?
That would have been a great project back in.
Your old house.
My old one was bad.
Before you changed.
Yeah. Different person now.
Yeah, let's talk about adult reading material.
Oh. Did you keep that or?
Not when you get 15 cubic yards of adult reading material.
So you kept some.
The page is still flipped.
You go through some of the boxes, and
after a certain point, it's all kind of the same thing. You know, like, okay, this is going to pulp. It's going to come back to life as toilet paper at some point in life.
Yeah,
it's kind of gross to think about it.
So, was that all in one house?
Yeah. I guess the guy was an avid collector, and for whatever reason, he had a change of mind, and my guys came in and. He was just like, it all goes, and it seemed like a few boxes, and then it wasn't. We filled up a truck.
It just kept
going.
Yes, parole officer actually said to get rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
Did you shake his hand?
No. There was no contact involved there.
Yeah. We had a neighbor who had that, and they were throwing it in the dumpster, and then the pages were ripping off and blowing through the neighborhood.
Oh, the kids, like a field day.
Not great for the kids.
No, really.
More the best day ever.
Right. Yeah.
But the fathers was like a ticker tape parade.
Right. I should have said not great for the parents. Yeah. Awesome for the kids.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the guys at the dump love us. I mean, it's like, hey, guys, you got some.
It's like Christmas.
Right.
Somewhere there's a shop that exclusively sells the stuff they found.
Yeah. And then pizza box lady.
Yeah. Apparently there's this woman who loves pizza and she eats a lot of it. And she has an aversion of throwing her boxes away. So we get a call periodically just to go in there and well, it's nothing but pizza boxes, like half a truckload.
Half a truck of pizza boxes.
These are medium-sized dump trucks and that's just a lot of pizza.
All the same place?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Yeah. There's a door
crust in the box? No crust in the box.
We haven't really checked.
After a certain point,
they become a weapon. It's like a boomerang almost. You just don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So where do you bring that? That goes to recycling, right?
Yeah, as best we can. Typically we recycle what we can recycle. A lot of the stuff we'll take to Goodwill or whatever, because we do get a lot of good stuff.
Right.
How many pizza boxes would you say in what time period?
If you had to guesstimate.
Yeah. I'd say 400 to 600, I guess.
That's a lot of pizza.
Yeah.
In a year, in 2 years, in...
I'm not going to say quarterly, but maybe 4 to 5 months. I mean, this lady clearly
so about 100 a month, if not more.
Wow.
Something like that.
Did she look like a pizza eater?
Yes.
You can picture it? Okay.
Yes, she did.
Okay. And, like a fitness
that's
model.
A very nice way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Like fitness model.
Did she look like a pizza eater?
Exactly.
Ooh, look like a pizza eater.
Yes, in all senses of the word, she
right.
did.
Gotcha.
But wait, hey. That's a... So that... we did... You know, so that's on the low end, 100 a month.
Right.
How many is that a day? So 30 days in a month, so it's about 3 a day. Wow. It's breakfast, yeah. lunch, and dinner.
And we didn't get into it. I mean, there may be something else going on there. I mean,
she might have a lot of parties.
Right.
Feeds it to her dog, maybe.
Could be that.
I don't know.
Feeds the neighborhood.
Honestly, right. didn't really want to know. Right. So
it's an experiment.
Like, okay,
or use it for warmth.
Pizza Friday every day.
Yeah.
Pizza breakfast, lunch, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Wow,
fun.
I think I'd like to hang out there.
Exactly. Come home for a late night. Oh, that pizza.
Yeah.
Great.
Got Junk Guy, Chris, is here. And then what else?
Well, you know, we had one instance where, it was a garden variety couch removal. You know, nasty old couch, ripped and kind of stinky, and it was in the guy's den. So, I mean, the house itself was fine. So I'm like, you know...
It's just get rid of this couch. That's all it was.
So we pick up the couch and put it in the truck, and my guys drive away, and the phone rings, because they gave him a business card. And the phone rings, and the guy goes, I'm missing my cat. we're like, well, we didn't take a cat.
Right.
And we just took your cat.
Let me check the invoice. No cat here.
No cat. We charge extra for cat. But anyway, there was a rip in the side of the couch, and apparently the cat likes to go in there and chill.
Oh, that was his cave.
And it was
kitty cave.
It was
kitty cave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, apparently Kitty had gone in there and was, I guess, a little scared at all the commotion and didn't see fit to get out. So we loaded the couch into the truck, and all of a sudden there was Kitty.
You know. Kitty!
So, no, we had to stop the truck, get the cat out, and the cat was, of course, not too happy about being manhandled
not.
And, you know, get back to the... Take the cat.
Right.
So
that's funny. The couch goes.
Bring it back home.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's
AJ. Guys, happy ending.
Just want to know.
Oh yeah. No, the guy's. You know, the guy's beloved pet. We're not gonna.
Of course.
Yeah, you bring it right back.
Well, of course.
You can't recycle a cat anyway. So
there was a cat. There's a whole different cat story coming up.
Really?
Yeah. Chris from Got Junk is in studio, and we were just talking about the pizza box lady. She had like 400 to 600 pizza boxes, AJ, every quarter.
I want pizza so bad right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Rachel and Meriden.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
I want to know where she kept all those pizza boxes. That's a lot of pizza boxes.
That's a good question. Mm.
Yeah,
basement, garage, shed.
Garage.
Bedroom.
Garage.
Oh. Garage also
so they were all over the place.
Well, primarily in the garage. Because if you had that much in your living room, you wouldn't be in your living room. I mean.
Right. Right.
But yeah. But
so what was it, like a two-car garage? You open the door and it's all boxes?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was profound.
You know how fast that house would go up?
Yeah. With greasy boxes.
One little match.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she considered it.
Yeah.
Bonfire.
All right. Thank you. You
know, it would smell great,
that
though.
That pizza place is going to, that's one of those, if she doesn't call in a couple of days, they send the police over.
Exactly.
Like, can you do a well-being check on this house?
Yeah.
They haven't ordered a pizza in like 3 hours.
Well, you have a mountain of pizza boxes. It could have collapsed and trapped her underneath. You know,
that's right.
three days trapped by pizza boxes.
What a way to go, though. She lived with a boxerella.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. What's the world's grossest job here?
That's got to be your generic dead fridge job. When you have a fridge and you don't realize that in the basement and you don't realize that it's died.
Oh.
And it gets really warm and dark and you don't open it for 2 weeks.
It's like black mold.
Oh, it's profound. You open it up and it's like a wall of stink hitting you. And
right. The stink comes out.
Right.
And taps you on the shoulder.
And
punches you in the face.
Exactly. Like, and then the food actually comes back to life and revolts.
Oh, it does. It'll chase you around the house. But those you just take two ratchet straps. You just close the top and the bottom freezer or whatever the fridge is set up, and you just get it out, and hopefully not too much dribbles out of the fridge.
Right.
We once
there should be like a big, giant plastic bag for refrigerators, and you just bag them like a dead body.
Exactly.
Tag and then you strap them to the hand truck and pull them out.
Yep. Yeah. No, we actually pulled up to a to the dump to kick off the fridge, and the guy goes, "Hey man, what you got in that truck?" It's
God.
I mean, this guy was like 10 feet away in his own little weight station house, and my guy's eyes were watering. They were chilling. It's just like, get that thing off the truck, man.
The guy's checking his shoes. What you step in?
Wow, it's almost like you want to check and make sure there's not a dead body back there.
Yeah, well, you don't even want to open it. It just if it is,
anyone ever asked you to take a dead body away?
No, we were asked to take a skeleton away once, but it was a doctor.
That's like an advanced dead body.
Yeah, it was a doctor, and it had been a medical demonstration model, but it was still legit human remains. And we're like, well,
that's interesting. You could be a doctor, kill someone, wait until the skeleton is, and then just say, it was a project thing.
And how nice for that person who was once alive to know they got rejected by 1-800 got junk.
You're a
even
loser.
They would take me away.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, we didn't want to go there. It's like you dump it at the transfer station, and there's a skull looking at you, and that's just bad for
business. A whole investigation and forensic files episode.
But you can't use HOV lane.
Yeah, are there laws against that? I mean, you can't take a human skeleton, right?
That's there are formal laws against human remains. Like if somebody, sadly, we've had, not me personally, but other 1-800 got junk people, have had people say, well, here's my ashes, my grandfather's ashes, I don't want them anymore.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
So
terrible.
I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, that's, we can't take that. I'm just not going to touch that. So that's a larger issue that we're not going to deal with.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. So, that's your grandpa, you slug.
Yeah, you just take and dump it out in the yard and say, okay, $100.
Exactly. I mean, make your tomato plants nice and strong.
This tastes like, the salad tastes like grandpa.
Just open the bag and wait for a gust of wind to come.
There you go, see?
We don't get involved
when
in
you
that.
Never
so you can't take ashes, can't take skeletal remains.
Yeah, none of that stuff.
Gotcha.
Just you don't want to go there.
What about like dead animals, like a deer head or whatever? You can take that stuff.
Right? Oh, yeah. We've had multiple deer heads.
Yeah. Multiple.
You got to see his office now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I have low ceilings, so I mean the nose would come right up to about my mouth. So generally don't hang deer heads in the office.
What about someone who like butchers a cow and there's bones left? Have you ever had to take something like that?
Yeah. I mean, we've had bones just from people's feasts. They have a pig roast and there's a spine and a pig. I'm like, all right, fine.
All right, whatever.
I mean, clearly it's a pig roast. Hey, I'm not going to sit there.
Right. This is what you do.
I mean, it's just, all right, whatever.
There's no junk too weird. Just no human remains.
No, none of that. No explosives. We did have. Well, there was
that's a big one.
The guy who handles, it wasn't me again, but up towards Waterbury, found some unexploded World War II ordnance in an old man's house.
Oops.
Street got closed off, and they called in the bomb squad, and it was, they did the right thing. And
was it active?
Yeah.
At that point, it was.
it was a mortar round, and it, you don't want to, like, hey, here, catch this.
Right.
Yeah.
Go along.
Or drop it.
Yeah.
But you talk to those guys from World War II, and they all wanted to take a souvenir home.
Right.
And a lot of them took hand grenades.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
pistols.
Right. I thought it was a pineapple.
Yeah.
Look, this piece came off.
A potato masher, the old...
I use this one to smack nails in the wall.
Yeah. What about this woman in the million-dollar neighborhood who used her backyard as a garbage can?
Yeah, that was pretty... That was like when I first started, and I was doing all the jobs myself. It was in a lower Fairfield County town, well-known for multi-million-dollar homes. So I pull up to this house. It was actually somewhat modest, but it was a very nice neighborhood. And she had a white picket fence on both sides. And she goes, well, I've been kind of distracted. And, I put some garbage bags out back. And, I really like you to clean it up. I said, okay, fine, whatever, garbage bag. So I go. There was a fence that was about 4 feet tall, 4 or 5 feet tall. So I went through the door in the fence, and I looked in. About half an inch below the top of the fence was piled garbage bags that went back about 20 feet.
Oh. And this has been going for a while. So she had her own private landfill.
Yeah, right? Yeah, she did. And it was
I'm surprised neighbors weren't complaining, especially in a nice neighborhood.
She had strategically placed trees and arborvitae and whatnot, so it wasn't really visible. So, and it had been there for a while.
Oh,
so yeah,
ripe.
Ripe. Yeah, pro very. So I put on my my gloves and I soldiered on and I loaded it up and there had been some wildlife that was still present.
One of them almost crawled up. You mean rats?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, one of them almost crawled up the leg of my pant. That was
But they're well-bred rats in your fair.
What's the biggest rat you've ever
seen?
Fancy
rats.
Honestly, I haven't seen that many. That one was big. It was like small loaf of bread. I mean, it was, you know.
Damn.
Had a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with
it. It's like you'd get into a fist fight with a rat like that. Exactly. That's pretty big.
Right.
Oh, God.
Have you ever, Chris, walked into a house and a hoarder lived in or died in or whatever and said, nah, we're not going to do this job?
Only when it gets to a point of safety or I mean, pretty much like health and safety. Right. You know, like if somebody has... When the animals are involved, then it gets really profound.
Yeah.
And somebody's a hoarder and they...
The easiest way is just have fire department come out and just burn it down, right?
That would be their call, but I've had instances where...
I see those episodes. I'm like, the easiest way to do this, take this person, lock them up, burn the place down.
Right. Make sure there's nothing living inside.
You ever see those episodes?
Yeah.
Because they're carrying stuff out.
Yeah.
And she's carrying, they're carrying stuff back in. Like, right. You can't throw away this empty egg cart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
You know, hoarders have an emotional attachment. There's a reason they're hoarders.
Yeah,
usually, you know, there's issues there. And, you know, no, you can't do this. You know, I need these boxes or garbage bags or whatever. And,
right.
I got to go to a commercial here. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
I love your commercial.
Yeah, man.
And Got Junk. We're linked up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. Depending on where you are in Connecticut, there's various degrees of snow or nothing. A weak and fast-moving storm dumped a couple of inches of snow. It depends. Some folks have reported 5.
Yeah.
Monique used their driver's license and confirmed 3 where she was.
Right. Some guy said 10, the guy over in Litchfield.
Some guys are known to exaggerate.
Right.
But yeah, he said top left corner.
Yep.
Yeah, northwest. So there you go.
Yep.
And of course, if you're wherever you are, you know what you got.
Look out the window.
Look out the window, and there's your report.
There's your accurate report, yes.
Boom.
And the roads aren't bad in terms of accidents.
Just normal stuff. Yeah, normal stuff. I mean, we do have that accident in Stratford. I don't know if it's because of black ice or just people being dumb.
All right, well, just be careful.
Don't be dumb.
Tomorrow morning, it's going to be super cold. The actual temperature, -5 to +5. And the wind chill will range from -10 to -25.
Right.
I can't wait to see what my propane regulator is going to do in this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're going to mount up.
That's right. Good times.
All right.
Check your batteries. Put gas in your car today.
Bring your pets inside.
Yes.
And grandma, too.
And snuggle with them, too.
James Ingram is dead. Do you know who James Ingram is?
I do.
Now, I do. Because he had hits in the 80s.
Yes.
And I played weddings in the 80s.
Bingo.
R&B singer.
Yep.
He died of brain cancer.
Aww.
He had 8 top 40 hits on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart from the early 80s to the early 90s. So he had a nice 10-year run.
Yep.
13 top 40 hits on the Hot R&B chart. He survived by his wife of 43 years.
Look at that. That's rare in that business.
And 6 children.
Wow.
So his first big hit was Just Once. 80s cheese.
Yep.
I did my best, but I guess my best was
love this song.
Good enough.
I played it so many times.
Welcome to the dance floor.
That's right. The weirdest thing was when someone would say, hey, I want to dance with my wife. Can you play Just Once? I'm like, do you really want to dance and have me announce you guys to this song? Like, Just Once, can we finally get it right?
Well, you never know.
Do you want that song, really?
Like, yes, the hater.
Sometimes people don't listen to the words.
Yep.
Oh, it's a nice song.
Yeah.
You know what it's about? No. Yeah. Just Once, can we figure out what we've been doing wrong?
Well, they're dancing for one thing.
Right.
Stay together.
Yeah. 80s cheese.
Yep. What are we doing wrong?
And also, he co-wrote PYT, Pretty Young Thing, for Michael Jackson's landmark Thriller album.
Huh.
He remembers watching Michael dance like a nut job while he was recording the song.
When we went in the studio, this is my first time seeing Michael sing. I've never seen anybody do this. Michael did this. Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me there right away, won't you, baby? Don't you know now? I said, oh, my God. And so Michael came out sweating that thing. He said, am I singing it right? I said, Michael, you killed it singing it however you want to sing it. I've never seen nobody in my life, and I've been into a lot of sessions, right? I've never seen nobody. Michael don't care.
Michael don't care.
No, but it's interesting because a lot of people would get breathy or you wouldn't be able to sing it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I want to hear that song.
I know. I love that song.
See if I could picture him.
That's a good song.
Michael don't care.
Right. Michael don't care. Yeah. Right. You guys could talk among yourselves.
PYT.
So PYT. Great song.
Right. I used to write different songs to that one, but never mind.
What?
Can't say it in the air.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Did it start with PYT?
No. But that's one of Michael's better songs, like one of the ones you actually dance to. I hate when you start getting to that what was that one, that stupid video where...
It's Black, It's White.
Thank you, where everybody kept on changing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's black, it's white.
I like that video, it was weird.
Nah, it freaked
me out.
It
was weird.
It freaked me out because all of a sudden some Indian woman becomes this dude. And I'm like, nah, it sounds like too often it happens like in a bar one night. Wait a minute, weren't you a chick a moment ago?
I hate iTunes.
Oh.
I had to maneuver through all the stuff they wanted to sell me.
Gotcha.
Bring me to their homepage.
Ah, yeah.
How
right.
about these songs?
Well.
Man, just the checks James Ingram was getting from this one song.
Exactly.
Michael don't care.
Michael don't care.
Michael don't care.
I wonder if that's James Ingram doing the background.
Couldn't tell you. I want to love you. Pretty young
thing. You need some loving. Mm-hmm. James Ingram.
Yep.
He also wrote, Yamo Be There.
That's my favorite.
Yamo Be There.
Yamo Be There.
Yamo Be There.
Yeah.
Who's
Yamo
exactly? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have that song?
Cheesy too.
That's when you know it's cheesy.
Yep.
Right there.
I love
that. That's all you need to hear.
Little Rockwell song.
Somebody's watching me.
Oh my God, it does sound like that.
Somebody's watching me.
And I got no privacy.
Oh. Whoa. When I go to my car, kind of in.
I'm afraid to wash my hair.
When I'm in the shower.
Somebody's standing there. The IRS.
We have to look up who wrote Somebody's Watching Me. I wonder if it's James Ingram.
Oh, I know Michael Jackson was a background artist.
It's the same song.
Yep.
Heavenly Father, watching us fall.
Is that Michael McDonald?
Has to be.
Yeah.
He's the false of the white guy.
You ever see the video? It's hysterical. Michael McDonald, busiest backup singer in L.A.
Yeah.
And it's this whole video of him going in and singing backup for all these different songs.
Right.
Like, he'll get in the car,
right.
He'll drive over here, sing background to this song, and you know the song, and then he just keeps doing this.
Oh.
It's insane.
Oh.
How many songs his voice is on?
I'm here.
It's something like...
Man, I forgot about this song.
It's like a soundtrack of like Billy Crystal, Gregory Hines movie.
Yeah, right.
You see right now they're driving along the coast of like Florida.
Yeah. Does James Ingram sing on this?
They said it was a duet.
Yeah.
Right. A duet.
There he is.
Poor James. He's like, Michael.
Yeah.
Mr. McDonald?
Yeah.
Can I sing now?
Shut up! I'm singing now. Shut up, man. I'll kick your ass. I'm trying to sing my song.
Get over there.
I'll call you. Need you.
And these two are bright again.
Oh.
Hey.
And getting your kick ass kicked with Michael McDonald would be terrible.
This doesn't sound like a duet to me.
No, no. This is Michael McDonald featuring James McDonald.
Your turn.
Maybe in this chorus?
Right here. Yeah. Yeah. And they mixed his voice so low, only hear Michael McDonald.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called, yeah, I will be there when you want me to be.
Yeah.
Which is never, apparently. Yeah. Right.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello. Morse code.
R2-D2's calling in.
Wow. No request. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Is he?
There he is. Something terrible happened.
Finally.
There.
Yeah.
Excited
it's funny because they probably did this whole duet.
Right.
And then when they remix it, they're like, well, we got to put James in here somewhere.
Right.
It's like being in a movie, then they cut out all your scenes except for one, like you're in there for a second.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like wait, what?
I know I did more.
That's swear.
That's what you keep?
That's it?
Where's the rest of it?
Yeah,
I wrote the whole thing, for Christ's sake.
Well, that stupid song's going to be playing in my head now. Yeah, thanks.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
And was that in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yes, it was the best scene in the whole movie. So they're, like, working at, like an electronics store, like a Circuit City.
Yeah.
You know how, like, those stores always had, like, all the TVs?
Yeah.
Right. Like, the whole wall of TVs. And
like
they would,
a Best Buy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they would just play this video over and over and over again. So there was a scene where the manager and Paul Rudd, I think it was Paul Rudd, they were talking to each other, and the interaction between him and the manager over the song being played over and over and over again is, I think, the best scene in the whole movie.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Yeah.
Not the Kelly Clarkson?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that scene.
I gotta tell you something. I'm really excited about it. For the first time today, I woke up, I came to the store, and I feel confident to say to you that if you don't take this Michael McDonald DVD that you've been playing for 2 years straight off, I'm going to kill everyone in the store and put a bullet in my brain.
David, what do you suggest we play?
I don't care. Anything. I would rather watch Beautician and the Beast. I would rather listen to Fran Drescher for 8 hours than have to listen to Michael McDonald. Nothing against him, but if I hear Yamo be there one more time, I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground.
That's the only reason why I know this song is because of that movie.
I can top it. Two words. Mason Ramsey.
I'm going to Yamo burn this place to the ground. James Ingram dead at 66.
Yeah, sad.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Gordon Ramsay took his Hell and Back show to Stone's Throw Restaurant in Seymour. Now, they went to Waterbury recently.
Yeah.
So they went to Stone's Throw in Seymour.
Huh?
Oh, how did that go? Peter Ham, chef owner of Stone's Throw, is on. The episode's going to air tonight. How did it go?
It went pretty well. It was a very difficult experience, to be honest with you, to have some things ripped away and being shown some things. But at the end of it, we came out stronger for it.
How long have you been in the restaurant business?
Oh, too long. About 34 years or so.
Okay. So you had a restaurant in like Guilford or Madison, right? You sold that, then moved over here?
That's right. I had a Stonehouse restaurant in Guilford and sold that in 2015 and bought this one, Stone's Throw, in Seymour in 2016.
It's a beautiful spot right there on the water. A little tough for parking, but a beautiful spot. And I know we're going to be doing some Chaz and AJ monthly meals there. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. It's beautiful year-round, and in the summertime we have boaters and swimmers and whatnot, and in the winter and the fall we have beautiful scenery to look out, and through the windows we have views from almost every seat.
Have you actually had swimmers?
People actually do swim, yeah.
To your restaurant.
They want a submarine sandwich.
Yeah, right, a submarine sandwich, exactly right.
They can't eat too much. They got to swim back.
Exactly, can't get a cramp.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. If they wait long enough, the current will take them down over the dam, and then everything will be fine.
But I love it. They have this patio, AJ, that's covered in glass.
Oh.
And it's like this glass shell that they could press a button and open it up.
Nice.
So if it's a little overcast or sprinkling or raining, you're kind of outside with the view of the river, but you're covered.
Right.
And then if it's beautiful out, you're right outside.
Like a convertible.
Yeah.
All right. So how did this all happen? You signed up for this, right?
Yeah, we agreed to do it. We were actually told that it was a new renovation show.
This is what happened to the guy in Waterbury.
Yep, they fell for it too.
Vazzy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it happened with him. I just know
exactly
that
the same.
Yeah, it was the same exact.
Yep. Yeah, they told us it was a restaurant renovation show called Food Goals, and we had no idea it was going to be Gordon Ramsay.
Whoops!
Hysterical.
Yeah. Right. Surprise!
Right.
So you're there, and he pulls up.
Pretty much, he's dressed like a grandmother. And the funny thing was,
like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I saw that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's when he does his initial investigation.
Yeah, he checks things out.
Right.
Yeah.
So the whole point of that is to get some food and get some service without them knowing,
incognito.
Without you guys knowing who he is.
Yeah,
that's right.
And did you guys know that it was him, or at that point?
We caught wind of it because he was up in Waterbury, so we kind of figured it out. And oddly enough, our code word for when he came in is grandma's here, and we had no idea he was going to dress as a grandma. But, hey, it worked.
That's funny. Hysterical.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And so he dresses as grandma, and so you guys knew, all right, he's here right now.
We knew he was there right now, yeah. And so then it all kind of went crazy at that point. You know, he comes in and he shuts it down. And I don't want to talk about it too much as far as what happened because it hasn't aired yet. But,
yeah.
And honestly, we haven't seen it. So, I mean, we were there for the filming, but we have no idea what they're going to use and what they're not going to use.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You can't let too much out. But,
yep.
But were there scenes where you hoped after all of that happened that they don't air it?
Well, yes. I mean, there was stuff on there where they had kicked us out the night before, before we were able to clean up. So I'm sure that there are going to be pictures of areas that were not as clean as we would like them to be.
Gotcha.
So, but I mean, at the end of the day, what they were trying to do and what he was trying to do was make a point that we had let some standards slide. Not necessarily with cleanliness. We score very well on our health scores, but just with running a restaurant and operating a restaurant, and that point did get through loud and clear.
Did it get ugly between you and him at any time?
I'm sorry?
Did it get ugly between you and him at any time?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's hard, you know, somebody who's been in the business as long as I have to have somebody in your face screaming at you. And it never really, really confrontational, but at the end of the day, I realized he was here to help us. And when you have,
I got to tell you something, Peter. I don't think you're going to do well in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, no.
You want it?
A military man, I am not. but yeah, at the end of the day, a 3-star chef shows up in your restaurant, gives you free advice. If you don't take it, you're stupid.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And then they pay for the renovation, right?
They do.
Nice.
And how much renovating did they do? Because I didn't think your place needed a lot to begin with.
I mean, the backstory a little bit is that when we first bought the place, we had done a lot of renovating in the bar and some repairs in the kitchen. A lot of stuff needed to be worked there, and we sort of ran out of money. And so we weren't able to do the last two dining rooms the way we wanted to, and so they spent most of their time focusing in there, and they did a beautiful job.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it'll air tonight, and then you're hoping to pick up some business over the weekend or whatever, a new buzz.
I would imagine.
But I got to tell you, every time I drop by there, it seems like it's packed.
Yeah, really?
So, I don't know. Did you need more business?
Well, this time of year, we're weak. You know, people don't get drawn down to sit by the water in January so much, even though it's gorgeous down here this time of year, too, with all the ice on the trees and whatnot. And we need help. We needed help in the winter months, and that's really, you know, why the timing for this is perfect.
All right, when you were watching the episode with Vazies and Waterbury on it, where you think, like, the beginning of that, when we were talking to him, it didn't look great. And as the episode was starting, I thought, man, this is not going to be good for them. But they bring it all around.
Right.
Right, and that's what happened with us. I'll tell you one thing. You know, they have to make a TV show, so they got to show what's kind of sexy on TV. And so people understand when they pull stuff out of a cooler, whether or not that was, you know, what was going on, or if they show a close-up picture of under a dish table, which is going to be dirty in the middle of service. You know, at the end of the day, the last 3 or 4 hours that we spent with Gordon Ramsay was very real. And a pleasure to do, and it was a great chef working with a kitchen crew and helping them out. And I'm sure that they're going to show some stuff for us that's not good, but they turned us around and they helped us a lot, and I'm grateful that they were here.
At the end of the day, it's all good, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're better for it. Since he's left, we've just been operating much more smoothly. The last couple of weeks, our business levels have really picked up, and we've handled it. And, you know, we're still maintaining the standards that he recommended that we put in, some of which we had had earlier on and we had lost. And he's, you know, bring those back and put them in, and we did.
I would drive by your place. It seemed like the crew was there longer than 24 hours.
Yeah, they have to investigate the restaurant and make sure that it's a place that they think that they can help and that they want to help and that we're not a bunch of just, you know, bozos trying to get a free dining room.
Opportunists,
you know,
yeah.
So, so they come, and they come and visit a couple of times before that, and then it takes them almost a day to set up. All the equipment has to come in, so they're here longer than 24 hours, but the actual process was right around 24 hours.
Wow.
All right, so we'll talk to you tomorrow and see if you like the episode or not.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thank you, Peter.
Thanks for calling.
All right, talk tomorrow.
You too.
All
right. All right, it's Peter, owner and chef at Stone's Throw in Seymour. Gordon Ramsay went in there, and sounds like he had a good time.
Yep.
And then we'll see how that episode shakes out tonight. But we're going to be doing some Chaz and AJ monthly meals there.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it.